I will tell you, began a conversation with the superintendents yesterday, inviting them to nominate one of their staff to a small work group to begin a discussion about reopening our schools. We expect that that might be, we may be able to do that in August. And so we're talking about what are the issues going to be, what are issues we need to address, and how can we plan for reopening up of schools. I'm quite convinced, Ted, that our schools can do handle this very well. We've been versed so much in COVID-19. They know how to clean their schools, clean contact services. If a child with COVID-19 shows up in a classroom, a child with a positive result, a sick child, let's say, that they send for testing and is found to be COVID-19, they can handle that from a communicable disease point of view. But part of the concern here is you can imagine when a child who has head lice shows up in school can create such a commotion, parents are going to get very upset.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's a COVID-19 child in the school. Well, guess what? If we open our schools, that's going to happen. If we open our schools, someone's going to show up who's going to ultimately be a COVID-19 positive, maybe asymptomatic, and then goes home over a weekend, gets sick, lab test turns positive. We're going to have to learn how to deal with that. Are we going to keep our schools closed, or are we going to trust our schools in their preparation for and handling this well? So my outreach to the superintendents yesterday was, let's start this conversation now so that we can then have a conversation with parents before school ever opens, so that they will, so our parent community will understand how our schools plan to handle this, to give parents reassurance that we can manage this as a school division, and we can protect our children in our school. We're not going to be able to eliminate the risk of a COVID-19 child being in the school, but we can minimize the risk of spread of disease in our schools. That can be done. So our work is to try to look at not only the communicable disease issue around COVID-19 as we begin to open schools, but how can we reassure parents and control for the anticipated hysteria, you know?
Yeah. Well,
just keep the schools closed. What do you, you know, you can't have it both ways.
Right. And I was just going to, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I know in the community, it's starting to be talked about. And I guess when you think about it, the schools may be one of the first points of where, you know, when we talk about learning to live with COVID-19. And this may be one of our first situations where we learn how to live with this.
Sure. Ted, you know, we live with influenza A, we live with influenza B, and the variants of those viruses, and we don't give hardly a second thought to it. But they're here, and those diseases make our family and friends ill, and people at work, we know that there are people at work every year who end up having the flu and being out of work for 3 to 7 days, and some end up in the hospital, and unfortunately, some succumb to that disease in a similar manner as COVID-19, particularly the elderly and those with underlying conditions. But COVID-19 is a different virus. This is a more, causes this more severe inflammatory process in the lungs. And so it's reasonable for us to be very careful right now, not just because it's somewhat of a different virus that causes this remarkable inflammatory process in the lungs of some individuals, but because we're all still susceptible. If we haven't had this disease yet, we're susceptible. We could still get this disease.
And I guess the other thing to factor in with schools and kids are some teachers who might be elderly. And I guess you have to figure that into the whole equation.
Well, sure. Very good point, Ted. So this conversation will not only have to do with what issues need to be addressed with students, but also with teachers. Should we have teachers in the school who are over 60 and with underlying condition? Is that reasonable for us right now? I don't have an answer to that question. Part of this will be what risk are people willing to take and what level are people going to be comfortable with in our community. So part of this is to start having this conversation with the schools and with our community so that people become more, the more we learn about this and how to handle it, the more comfortable we are with dealing with it rather than responding with our fear and our anxiety.
Well, and that's a great point. That this, besides just the school, that this is going to have to, I guess, at some point, become a conversation with the community of how we live and how we live and how we start things up and transition back into being able to do certain things.
Right, Ted. We're not going to be able to box this virus in at any short period of time. It's going to take a long time, even if that is possible. So we're going to have to learn how to live with this in an endemic state, probably for the rest of history.